What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Were turned off, a bunch of records were deleted. He even started to notice login attempts from a Russian IP address that had the right username and password. Listen to how he describes it.
All right, massive story broke in the middle of the night. A whistleblower testified in front of Congress and revealed that Elon Musk's Doge very well may have accessed, copied, and then potentially exfiltrated, meaning withdrawn, highly sensitive labor data from inside the federal government. And if it's true, this is one of the most alarming abuses of federal access we've seen in modern political history, and this had to be revealed by an external oversight committee in Congress. So think about that. Elon Musk said that Doge was going to be uniquely transparent, that everything they did was going to be posted online, yet Elon Musk was the one controlling the narrative of what was being posted. It was very selective. And then external oversight committees and Congress were the ones that had to unveil all of this. A whistleblower had to unveil all of this. That is the opposite of being transparent. If you are 2 months into a new department and you already have whistleblowers and investigations, you are doing something incredibly wrong. But before we hop into this article, a whistleblower's disclosure details how Doge may have taken sensitive labor data. Let me start off with this podcast excerpt from NPR's Up First, where they go into detail. Check this out.
A whistleblower told Congress and NPR about what Doge did when it arrived at the National Labor Relations Board.
We're joined now by NPR's Jenna McLaughlin, who covers cybersecurity. Good morning, Jenna.
Good morning, Michelle.
So what sort of things did the whistleblower see that made him want to come forward?
A lot. So the whistleblower's name is Daniel Baroulis, and he's one of the people who manages the NLRB's cloud. That's the virtual servers that host almost all the agency's data. So when Doge arrived, he says they demanded the highest level access, the so-called God-tier accounts. And then weird stuff started happening. He saw a big spike in data leaving the agency, something that almost never happens. Meanwhile, security and monitoring tools were turned off. A bunch of records were deleted. He even started to notice login attempts from a Russian IP address that...
Okay, I did not hear that fully the first time because I was taking notes when I first listened to this, but the Russian IP address one is wild. Not only was data leaving at an unforeseen rate, but then Russian IPs began to try to log in. Now, we don't know exactly why or how that happened, but we can take a few guesses. Maybe Russian hackers realized there was a unique weakness because of Doge. Maybe Elon Musk and his friends collaborated with some Russian hackers. Who knows what the hell happened? There's more from this podcast clip, but really quickly, just to break this down, in the first days of March, a team of advisors from Trump's Doge initiative arrived at the Southeast Washington, D.C. headquarters of the National Labor Relations Board. Yo, just think about this. Elon Musk and Doge did not try to go for the military. They did not try to go for any of the million contracts you could go for regarding the related to the military or to Elon Musk or any of this stuff. They went for U.S. aid and the National Labor Relations Board. The richest man in the world is trying to nuke the board that helps protect Americans. It protects the rights of employees to organize and to bargain and to have a collective voice in America, and yet Elon Musk doesn't want that. It is just, it's honestly so brazen. The richest man in the world is sending his goons to go rip people out of the institution that protects workers' rights in America, and all while this is happening, Elon Musk is tweeting that the Democratic Party hates you. It's like a new level of gaslighting. But to continue, this small, independent federal agency investigates and adjudicates complaints about unfair labor practices. It stores reams of potentially sensitive data, from confidential information about employees who want to form unions to proprietary business information. Damn. So if you're an employee who now wants to form a union or you've talked about it, there's a chance that Elon Musk has access to your data. The Doge employees, who are effectively led by the White House advisor and billionaire tech CEO Elon Musk, appeared to have their sights on accessing the NLRB's internal systems. They've said their unit's overall mission is to review agency data for compliance with the new admin's policies and to cut costs and maximize efficiency. The NLRB, again, is a very small independent federal agency. you're not going to cut any meaningful costs here. You're going to streamline it even more? What do you mean by streamlining it? You mean making it harder for citizens or workers to file complaints or to organize. Now, before I continue this podcast, make sure you scroll down and click that subscribe button. We are currently one of the top 10 fastest growing political channels on YouTube because of you guys. So if you want to help me beat Fox News in terms of growth this quarter, then make sure you scroll down, hit that subscribe button, and let's continue.
Were turned off, a bunch of records were deleted. He even started to notice login attempts from a Russian IP address that had the right username and password. Listen to how he describes it.
Why was that done? And that's a purposeful effort. That doesn't just happen. Logs don't just disappear. Tools don't just turn themselves off randomly. Everything in a computer has a cause and effect. So that means it has to have a trigger.
So it's difficult to prove exactly what happened, but Barula says he and his colleagues agreed it looked like a breach and that the agency's data could have been compromised.
Let's back up for a second. For people who don't know, what is the National Labor Relations Board, or the NLRB, and what does it do, and why is the data that it holds sensitive?
Yeah, so it's a small independent agency, but it is really important for workers' rights. It investigates and adjudicates unfair labor practice complaints. So if a group of employees believes they were wrongfully fired, they might call in the NLRB to look into it. It also protects the rights of employees to unionize. So in the course of their investigations, Michelle, they gathered really sensitive data, from lists of people interested in forming a union to witness statements, maybe even corporate secrets.
So this Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, is led by Elon Musk. Does he fit into this story?
Yeah, so there currently are several ongoing NLRB cases involving Musk's companies, including SpaceX and Tesla. That was really concerning to some of the labor law experts that I spoke to. He said that he will recuse himself from anything involving his companies, but we haven't really seen any evidence that's true so far.
Elon Musk has said a lot of things that have never and will never come to fruition. He's known for over-promising and then under-delivering, and that's entirely what DOGE was. They promised $2 trillion in cuts, then they promised $2 trillion in cuts, and then $1 trillion in cuts. Then Elon Musk comes out and says, actually, they got $150 billion, as he's patting himself on the back. And then people say, wait a minute, it might not even be $150 billion. It seems like they were lying about that as well.
If he got access to information about how the government was building those cases, or private statements from witnesses even, it could give him a real leg up in court, for one.
Do we have any evidence that DOGE is acting this way in other parts of the federal government?
Absolutely, Michelle. According to my reporting and a lot of public evidence, this seems like a trend. First, there are over a dozen court cases where government witnesses have outlined DOGE's mishandling of sensitive data at agencies like the Treasury Department or the IRS. I also heard from aides in Congress, and they say there are ongoing investigations into other reports of DOGE removing data from agencies for unknown reasons. Part of the reason Barulis came forward was to inspire others to speak up.
Absolutely wild, bone-chilling story. And to continue with this article right here, according to an official whistleblower disclosure shared with Congress and other federal overseers that was obtained by NPR, subsequent interviews with the whistleblower and records of internal communications, technical staff members were alarmed about what DOGE engineers did when they were granted access, particularly when those staffers noticed a spike in data leaving the agency. Elon Musk and his team were funneling data out of these agencies and taking them to God knows where. And again, we only learn this from federal overseers and Congress. Elon Musk was the one that claimed, to go back to the beginning of the video, this was going to be a uniquely transparent venture, that everything this department did would be under a microscope. Yet time and time again, we have to hear stories from whistleblowers or from external oversight committees or from Congress. There's no actual oversight within DOGE. It's Elon Musk running his own account and the DOGE account and acting like his selective release of data is complete oversight. Do you know how many government institutions have an external branch as a check on them? DOGE absolutely should, especially with these massive conflicts of interest. They should be nowhere near the NLRB when the richest man in the world has this much of a conflict of interest there. And I'll leave it at that. Make sure you drop a like to help boost this message and make sure people are aware of what Elon Musk is doing. I will see you all in the next video. Love you all. Peace out.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile. And the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.